On Friday, Jesuits West Province, the Roman Catholic Order of Priests and Brothers representing a service area of 10 Western states, including Arizona, released a list of Jesuits from Jesuits West Province with credible claims of sexual abuse of a minor or vulnerable adult. The list contains names of Jesuits who either worked in Jesuit West provinces or those who can be tied back to their time in Jesuit West territory. Eight of those names were men who once worked at Brophy College Prep. David Gibson spent a long time covering the Catholic Church. He's now director of the Center of Religion and Culture at Fordham University, a Jesuit university in New York City. He joins me to talk more about this via Skype. David, is this release a new tactic for the church to sort of get ahead of bad news?
Well, I think it's an effort to get the bad information out there, to be more transparent. You know, there's been this push because of all of this sort of perfect storm of so many revelations, from the Pennsylvania grand jury report to former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick of Washington, D.C. But really what it's about is not so much clergy abuse. It's the cover-up scandal. It's the accountability scandal. It's the fact that Jesuit provinces, dioceses around the country were not transparent before, did not release lists all the time of clergy who had abused. So they're really trying to get out in front of this and do what I think is the right thing, finally, and list these names so that victims can say, yes, this is the person who abused me, and they've been publicly identified.
Do you think this is actually getting out in front of it? I mean, a lot of this happened a long time ago, and presumably the church had at least some of this information before now, right?
Yeah, getting out in front of it in the sense that, you know, there could be grand juries convened to investigate Jesuit communities or provinces if they don't take this step now. And again, it's one of these internal Catholic things that's hard to understand, but you've got dioceses around the country, 190 dioceses around the country headed by bishops, but you also have religious orders like the Jesuits or the Franciscans or the Dominicans that are kind of international groupings that operate within dioceses or operate schools, but they have their own governance. And so they're looking at what's happening with bishops being investigated by attorneys general around the country, and they're saying, we don't want to be next. And they're also, again, what these listings show is that actually the church has done a lot to address this problem. The last 20 years, these Jesuit provinces, these Jesuit schools, these dioceses have taken a lot of measures, but they were never transparent about the past. There was never a full accounting. But now I think they realize that there's a reckoning coming.
Well, you mentioned some of the legal problems that some dioceses have faced and some individual priests have faced. Do you think that at least part of this is an effort to try to avoid that among Jesuit priests?
Yes, I think they realize that all bets are off. When you've got attorneys general investigating a diocese or investigating a Catholic church, you've really turned a corner in our whole conception of this scandal and our whole conception of the, you know, the sense of insularity that so many religious groups had once in a while. Years ago, when I first started covering this story, no politician, no prosecutor wanted to investigate a Catholic church. That was bad PR. That was bad politics. Now, things have turned so much. It just shows you how much the wheel has turned that it's actually almost a career builder for a politician or a prosecutor to go after the Catholic Church to expose these misdeeds. This is a long-running saga that we've seen for the past 25 years as the Catholic Church tries to get its house in order.
In what ways do you think this actually helps victims? I mean, is this a way to sort of bolster their accusations?
Yes, it's a way to bolster their accusations. But fundamentally, in my experience of dealing with victims, they just want the person who abused them to be named. They want that name to be out there and to get that kind of affirmation that, yes, this person, somebody knew. This person abused me. It also, it empowers them very often to come out themselves to their family, to their friends, to their spouses, to say, this is the person, this is what happened to me. And again, above all, when that name is listed, you know, the penny drops for so many other potential victims. They say, oh my gosh, I wasn't alone. It's critical for healing for victims, but also for empowering other potential victims to come forward.
So now that Jesuits West has released this list, do you anticipate that others will do this as well, either within the Catholic Church or maybe specific orders or other groups within the Catholic Church?
Yes, it's already happening. Jesuits West has done this. Other Jesuit provinces around the country, there are four or five, have done this or are planning to do it in the next few weeks. Before this latest eruption of the scandal, about 40 out of 191 dioceses in the country had publicly listed the accused priests, you know, going back 70, 80 years. That's already increased to about 60 or 70 dioceses. And the whole, the public pressure, the push is for all dioceses and all provinces of religious orders like the Jesuits, Franciscans, et cetera, to publicly name accused priests going back however far the records go.
Interesting.
I do think this is a critical step forward, not only in transparency, but also in the reform of the Catholic Church. Again, this has been a slow, halting, agonizing, tortuous process for victims, for Catholics themselves, but also for the Church to hopefully lead the way in terms of an institution and organization reforming itself. And these are just the initial basic steps towards justice.
All right, that's David Gibson, director of the Center on Religion and Culture at Fordham University in the Bronx, New York. David, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And in its release, Jesuit West Province also says if additional cases of Jesuits with credible claims of abuse are identified, they'll release those names as well.